You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはカルチャーエピソードです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.You're listening to a Cultures episode on Japan Top
10. Hello, listeners. Welcome to episode 428, Japan Top 10 Cultures, number 31 of Amusement Parks in Japan. This is your host, Tassie.
And Lydia.
And let's start the episode. Woo!
Where else can you see Mario, Spider-Man, and One Piece all in one place? It's Japanese amusement parks. Learn all about the history of amusement parks in Japan and the best places to visit in today's episode, like the Dutch-themed House 10 Boss, record-breaking and horror-filmed GQ Highland, and the endlessly entertaining USJ and Tokyo Disneyland. All right, before we get into the episode, we have a few announcements to make. The first one is we're looking for audio editors and content distributors. So if you want to join our team and join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there, please check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with an advertising cost that will fit your company's budget. Well, look no further. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Also, you've probably heard all the indie Japanese music interviews that we've done on our podcast so far, but if you are a indie Japanese music artist and you create some Japanese music and you want some exposure, you can be featured on our episodes. So please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at dean@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the episode.
Do you love listening to our episodes, especially in the Cultures episodes? Well, remember, you can receive a full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at $1. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music. Check our website at jtop10.jp/club for details.
The term amusement park in Japan is not only limited to areas with Ferris wheels and roller coasters, but can also refer to botanical gardens, onsen spas, and festive spaces. The earliest amusement parks were botanical gardens created by temples and daimyo, feudal lords, the ruling families of Japan during the mid to late 1800s, also known as the Edo period. They were only attended by the wealthy.
During the Meiji and Taisho period, so that's around the late 1800s to the 1920s, private railways companies built amusement parks as a form of marketing to increase the number of their passengers. For example, Takarazuka New Onsen was opened by Hankyu Corporation in 1911 and Hirakata Park and established by Keihin Electric Railway Company as a botanical garden in 1912. Amusement parks in the 1910s and 20s were also used as a red light district for wealthy men with movie theaters, theater, and public baths.
During the 20th century, also known as the Showa period, the role of amusement parks changed from adult entertainment to entertainment facilities for families and youth. In the 1950s, roller coasters and larger scale amusement parks were built.
As Japan's post-war economy grew and Tokyo Disneyland opened in 1983, a flurry of domestic theme parks were built around the country. However, after the opening of Tokyo Disney Sea and Universal Studios Japan in Osaka in 2001, the dominance of these two parks and the 1990s post-bubble period led to mass closures of many domestic parks.
In place of large-scale theme parks, Japan is now home to many mini theme parks such as indoor food museums, experimental learning centers, and arcades. Many domestic large-scale theme parks have been affected by the declining populations, the dominance of Disneyland and Universal Studios, and the COVID-19 pandemic. However, there are several popular domestic theme parks that are still in operation around the world, and new theme parks such as Ghibli, a theme park celebrating Studio Ghibli animated films that is due to open this year.
Okie dokie, our first topic today is Japan's earliest amusement parks. Apparently, one of the first amusement parks in Japan is called Hanayashiki. It is Japan's first Japanese amusement park, opened in 1853 during the Edo period in Asakusa, a district in Taito Ward in Tokyo. It began as a botanical garden featuring peonies and chrysanthemums and was converted into an amusement park in 1872.
From the 1870s to 1920s, the park features a zoo, and Japan celebrated the birth of its first baby lion. Unfortunately, many of the animals perished during the Great Kanto earthquake in 1923. The memorial birds and animals was erected in 1930 to commemorate the animals' lives that were lost during the earthquake, and the park was closed temporarily.
From the time period of 1939 to 1940s, the park was owned by Sudacho Shokudo, or Sudacho Restaurant and Theater Rakuten, now Toho Cinemas, and subsequently closed from 1942 to 1947 during World War II.
It was reopened as Asakusa Hanayashiki in 1947, and Japan's first roller coaster was added in 1953, known as the Yomuri Rocket Coaster, that is still in operation today. The park has been owned by Bandai Namco since 2004.
In 2019, a new theater known as Asakusa Hana Gekijo opened at the park and provides theater productions, concerts, and martial arts.
Another one of the oldest amusement parks is Hirakata Park in Osaka, which opened in 1912 as a botanical garden as a way for Keihin Electric Railway Company to attract new passengers. The park now has 43 attractions and 160,000 square meters of land.
Man, I really want to go. I heard of the Hanayashiki. I think it's still... Yeah, it's still there. But it's like really, really tiny. Like, the only reason why I know is because I saw one of like the idols with too. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, it looks like it has such a rich history with it. I just want to go too. Wait, this is in Tokyo?
Yeah, it's in Asakusa. Asakusa is that temple with the red lantern in the front. Oh, are you talking about the actual amusement park itself?
Yeah, the amusement park itself. No, I don't think I have. But Asakusa, we've been, like, I think that's, like, one of the famous sightseeing places to go in Tokyo. Oh my gosh, you can go.
Yeah, you can go. And some of the attractions of going there is, you know, a small little roller coaster, of course, a classic merry-go-round, a skyship of some sorts, there's a ride that looks like a helicopter, but it's on a monorail of some sorts. It's really cute.
Oh, this is where all the idols go for the haunted house thing. That I recognize. A lot of the Johnnies go, I think. It's only 1,000 yen to get in for the ticket. It's only like $10. It's not bad.
Man, just starting talking about amusement parks makes me want to go on a roller coaster. Our first song is going to be by Tamura Pan, and that song is Jet Coaster, Roller Coaster, March 26, 2014.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Tamura Pan is a stage name of Tamura Ayumi, a singer-songwriter from Gifu.
She was the first Japanese singer-songwriter to begin releasing her music on MySpace before being picked up by the major record label Columbia Music in 2007.
MySpace, that's...
MySpace days.
Oh my gosh, okay. Well, she has released 16 singles, 6 albums, and 3 mini albums. She is also active as an illustrator.
Nowadays, she is mainly active as a composer and provided the song Kong Song Dong for the voice actress idol group Sound Orion. You know, her music really reminds me of Yui.
Really?
Or not Yui, Yuki.
Oh, her voice is very high pitched. Is that why?
Yeah. Yeah, and the music kind of reminds me of Yuki's music.
Oh.
You know, like the song Dramatic from the opening of Honey and Clover?
Yes, and I need to refresh my memory by listening to it.
It kind of reminds me, like that vibe kind of reminds me of the early
2000s,
2010s.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but her hairstyle reminds me of a zebra and her outfit. But she also reminds me of this artist called Kayla Kimura. Because she's known for having this, like, bob hairstyle as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, this is my first time listening to her. I like her so far.
Yeah, I like it. It's unique.
Jet coaster,
which is Japanese for roller coaster. Now it's time to move on to our second topic, theme parks as foreign lands. We've briefly discussed the first amusement parks in Japan, but we'll introduce some new parks that have some foreign influences. One of the types of theme parks that you can find in Japan is recreations of foreign cities and towns. House 10 Boss is a Dutch-style theme park in Sasebo, Nagasaki, with life-size recreated Dutch buildings. The name translates to House at the Woods, named after House 10 Boss in The Hague, Netherlands, one of the 3 official residencies of the Dutch royal family.
The Netherlands has a long history of relations with Japan. The first formal trade relations were established in 1609 when the Dutch East India Company set up as an outpost at Hirado for spices, textiles, porcelain, and silk. The Dutch aided the Tokugawa shogunate against the Christian Japanese during the Shimabara uprising in 1637, and thereafter were the only European commercial partner during Japan's Sakoku, locked country period from 1603 to 1867, during which time all foreign nationals were banned from entry and trade between Japan and other countries were severely limited. Today, Nagasaki features the Dutch slope Oranjezaal, once frequented by Dutch merchants during the 19th century, an area with stone-paved streets with Western-style residences.
The Netherlands is known for its tulips, and House 10 Bosch celebrates a 1 million tulip festival every spring. Visitors can enjoy Dutch windmills and palaces around the botanical gardens. House 10 Bosch also has a flower train, horse-drawn carriage, and canal cruiser that tours around the park, a fireworks show, parade, porcelain and glass museum, teddy bear kingdom, petting zoo, and Count Chocolat's mansion, where visitors can enjoy hot chocolate. This year, the park is celebrating its 30th anniversary.
Parque España, Shima, Spain Village is a theme park located in Mie Prefecture and celebrates everything Spain. Visitors can see a flamenco show, a summer fireworks festival, and children's show in Spanish at the Teatro Puerta del Cambrón, which is designed after the Cambrón Gate in Toledo. Visitors can watch films to learn about famous Spanish artists and the country's history. At Museo Castillo de Javier, which is designed to look like a real castle, visitors can learn about Francis Javier, the first Christian missionary who visited Japan.
There are several other rides at Shima Spain Village, such as Don Quixote Magical Flight. Don Quixote is the namesake of Japan's popular supermarket Donkey and Gaudi Carousel, named after the famous architect.
I heard really good things about House 10 Boss. It's one of those places where you go and not for rides, but you know, for the keshiki, the atmosphere of it. And there's like so many flowers, and then also they have like a life-size ship from One Piece. You can like ride on it. I think each round is like 10 minutes, but yeah, I've never been to it, but I had family members who went for a vacation, and I'm like, man, it looks beautiful. I also heard that you can sleep at House 10 Bosch too, and the rooms, it's not like a typical like hotel room. You actually get to rent out an actual like house inside like the park. Yeah.
Whoa, that's so cool. Like, that makes like visiting the amenities so much easier, but having like you're actually living inside the park, which is pretty cool. I think even at Disney you just live outside. You don't get to just be inside the vicinities, right? So this was like you're actually inside the park. Which brings us, we're talking about cities around the world, and we have to introduce our second song of the playlist, which is Dreams Come True with Sekaiju Kara Sayonara, Goodbye from Around the World, from October 10th, 2017.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.